Blog Talk Radio.
K C S A. We gon' praise God on this one. And yes, Rick and Rue Records. The mob, where you at? Verse one. Here we go. Hey.
Every day I'm watching on the TV.
Praise the Lord. Caroline.
I'm here, lovey.
I was talking all that, and my phone was on mute. Isn't that funny? Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to Let's Talk Real Talk with Apostle Angela. And you can say your name, baby. Hey. We're going to be talking
to
be tonight.
Yeah,
how are you? Okay.
I am wonderful. How are you, lovey?
I am good. I'm a little bit tired, but I'm excited about what God is going to say through you tonight. I know that you, the Lord gave you the topic. I'm all for it. Obedience is very necessary. in this walk and to do what God wants us to do. Sometimes it steps on toes, and God was just ministering to me, so it was just a little intense. A few minutes ago, as I was getting on the show, he was really pouring it out. But I want you to pray, and I welcome everyone that's on the line tonight. God bless you. Thank you for taking the time out to just want to come and share and hear whatever God lays on your heart. If you want to say something when we get started, it's all good. Hold on in there so we can get the show started, okay? All right, Caroline.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for today, God. We just lift your name on high, Lord God. We exalt you, Lord. You are such an awesome God. We thank you for loving us, God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Lord God. We just thank you for keeping us today, God. We thank you for keeping us in our right minds. We thank you for the activities of our limbs, Father God. We thank you for the blood that is still running warm in our veins, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us strength in our times of weakness, Lord God. We just give you glory and honor and praise today, God. You are such an awesome God, and there is none like you. Father, forgive us for anything that we have done today that is not pleasing to you, Father God. Forgive us for anything we may have said, Father, or any kind of actions we may have done, Father God, that would hurt you, Father God. Forgive us, Lord God. Now, God, as we go, Father God, and begin to just share what it is that you have placed on our hearts and to minister, Father God, and to share with those to bring others to bring all of us to a place of repentance, Father,
right.
I ask in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, that you just have your way over the airwaves, Father, in the name of Jesus. Release your angels, Father God, and we rebuke anything that may try to come our way to shut down our lines. We rebuke anything that may come our way, Father God, to mute out the phones of those who need to hear your word, Father. We ask in the name of Jesus that you open up our hearts, Father God, that we would receive what it is that you have for us. Open up our spiritual ears, Father God, so that we may hear what it is that you have to say to God today, God. We thank you, Father God. We glorify you and we honor you, Lord. We give you all the praise, Father. There is none like you, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for the use of our mouths to just give you glory, Father God, and to just give you praise in all things, Lord God, in spite of what we may be feeling or what we may be going through, Father. We thank you that it is a privilege, Father God, just to praise you in this hour. So we bless your name, we honor you, and we pray for those who are on the line right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you just quicken their spirits, that they hear what you have to say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and that it lands on good fertile soil in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. We bless you, we honor you, and we praise you in Jesus' holy and most righteous name. Amen, amen, amen.
Isn't God good?
He's wonderful. He's absolutely wonderful.
Go for it.
Yes, he's absolutely wonderful. I just been sharing, just spending time, just listening to the Lord. And, you know, we have so many things going on in our lives, and sometimes we get so sidetracked to the point that we take away God's time. Our time with God is so important in this hour, and we need to be really committed to listening to what the Lord is saying at this time. And he was sharing with me, he was talking to me about obedience. You know, and we have that scripture, obedience is better than sacrifice. And all these scriptures, the Lord just started bringing to my thought process about how we quote these scriptures and we know them by heart and we say them, and we say them so loosely, but are we really hearing the scriptures that we're saying? You know, Romans 12 and 2, how we say, you know, do be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the mind. And we say that, and we say it so boldly, but are we really transformed? Are we really walking in obedience? Are we really doing the things that God has called us to do? And so today, I just wanted to share, you know, what the Lord was saying to me. And right before we got on the show, I was just constantly listening to him. And my spirit, I put a post up and I said I had Jeremiah syndrome. My spirit got so full, you know, to the point that there was tears in my eyes, because I started to feel and see and hear what God was saying. It's how he's looking at us, his people, that he's called to do so many things, and we're taking, some of us are just taking him for granted. We're taking his grace for granted. We're taking his mercy for granted, and we're asking for things of God, you know, but yet we don't want to spend time with him. You know, we want him to bless us. We want him to release his hand of blessings, but we don't want to spend time in the word with him. We don't want to spend time in prayer with him. We don't want to fast. We don't want to pray, you know, and we don't want to do any of those things, but we want God to bless us, and we've taken his grace and his mercy for granted. And even though we're still doing those things, Lovey, he is so merciful that he loves us anyway. He is so merciful that he shows us kindness anyway. He is so merciful that he still heals us. He is so merciful that he still delivers us. I mean, he is so merciful that he still pours out blessings to us in spite of the way that we're treating him. And so my spirit just began to get so full. And I said, well, God, you know, what do I do? How do I approach this? Because, you know, sometimes we get in the word and we start, you know, listening to what the Lord is saying, and then we start opening our mouths and we start pouring out things and pouring out, you know, and the Lord said today to me, he said, you speak my word, you do what I say, do you say how I said, you say it how I give it to you to say it. And now, and so, and one of the things that he shared with me is this: tonight we're not here to beat anybody up about your disobedience or your obedience. That's not what we're here to do. What we are here to do is to share what thus says the Lord, that will bring us to a place of repentance. And repentance means to turn away from. And so tonight we want to just make sure that in all of this that you hear what's being said, but also that you walk away not feeling that you've been beat up, but you've been brought to a place of repentance so that you can turn around and see and honor God and do the things that he wants you to do in the earth so that he can be pleased with all of us. And I have to say us, because we are not separate from each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. We are one. We are body. And so tonight, as we're talking about obedience, just keep that in mind. If it sounds like you're getting beat up, you're not getting beat up. This is the place where we're all going to have the opportunity to turn around and ask God to forgive us, and then ask him to show us how to move on to a place where we're being obedient to him and not being obedient to man. And sometimes what we do is, you know, the Lord was showing me how, you know, if we go to a job and if we're late, and we're late so many times, they hand us out the pink slip. We don't have any more jobs. And so with God, he is so graceful and merciful to us. You know, we constantly, you know, are disobedient to him, but he don't hand out any pink slips to us. He constantly gives us an opportunity to ask for forgiveness. And one of the things that we have to be mindful of is this: when we know that we have hurt God, and, you know, and have made him cry, and we know that we have, you know, he's disappointed in us because of our disobedience, before we go and ask God for anything, we need to ask him for forgiveness. That's the first thing we need to do, because we know when we've been wrong. We know when we have not done what God has called us to do. You know, sometimes the Lord tells us he calls us to a place of studying his word. And in order for us to teach other people his word, we have to take the time out and let the Lord teach us. And, let you know, and the only way we can do that is if we're studying his word. Now, studying his word and reading his word, that's two different things. We can read his word and go on about our day, but we need to start studying his word so that we know how to operate in obedience, how to walk in obedience, and how to move in obedience, and how to listen to the voice of God doing those things in obedience. Because without obedience, we can't function right, because we have so many voices that's going on. One person saying do this, one person saying do that. Well, what is God saying for us to do? And so in our obedience walk, we have to practice it. You know, it's something that grows on us. It's something that we have to want to do. And when I think about how I was thinking today, how Jesus, when he was here on earth, his whole assignment was to be obedient unto God. And he was obedient unto God unto death. And I started thinking about how he was among the people, his creations here on earth. And he went through so much. His own creations treated him so poorly, even in his own town. They treated him so poorly. But yet his eyes was on the Father, because he knew what the will of God was for him. And so he kept his eyes on the Father, and his obedience, he realized, was to the Father. And so he went through persecution. He went through being lied on. He went through his own people turning against him. He went through all of that. But yet and still, he remained obedient unto the Father all the way to the cross. And so when we think about our obedience and we say, oh, obedience is hard. Well, what if Jesus had said, this is too hard, I don't want to do this? You know, now what if he just turned away and said, you know, I'm not doing this. Let them fend for themselves. You know, let them figure out how they're going to get it done themselves. What if Jesus would have done that? We would not be here today. And so we cannot take it very lightly to say, oh, well, Jesus did it, because we said it so, we say it so often. Oh, well, Jesus did it, so I know I can do it. No, when I say it with authority. When Jesus did it, when he persevered, when he went through all that he went through, when he endured, I know that I can do it because my Savior did it, and because he gives me the authority and the power to speak obedience over my life. If we can speak finances over our life, we can speak obedience. We can tell ourselves, listen, soul, you are going to be obedient to the word of God. You're going to be obedient to the command of God. You're going to be obedient to the Father, just like we expect our children to be obedient unto us. And so we cannot keep taking this thing so lightly, because the time is approaching where God is about to show himself mightily. He is about to come to this place that we call earth. And if we are not walking in obedience, if we are not obedient to the Father, we are going to be in such an uproar that we're not going to be able to hear the voice of God, because it's pulled away from us. And so now is the time for us to walk in obedience and hear what the word of God has to say to us. In order to do that, we have to spend time. We have to study. We have to pray. We have to fast. We have to love. We have to endure. We have to be committed. We have to be faithful. All those things that God has called us to do, we have to do it willingly, not with a spirit of bitterness or anger. Oh, I don't feel like being obedient. No, we have to do this because it's a command unto God. It's a command unto God. And so today, as we share and we continue to talk about this, think about that word obedience. It means to obey. We have to obey. When my children don't listen to what I'm saying or what I tell them to do, even as grown children, when I give suggestions, I said, you know, well, I told you to do this and blah, 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 and we go on and on about this, and that hurts me. I can't even imagine how the Father feels when we willingly disobey God. I'm not talking about, oh, well, God, I didn't know. No, we know. We know better. Those of us who are seasoned saints but are still walking in a spirit of rebellion, a spirit of witchcraft, by willingly disobeying God, he is not pleased with that, and he wants us today to turn around and ask him, come to the throne of grace, ask him for forgiveness. So from this point on today, we can begin to walk in obedience so that the light of Christ can really shine through us, so that we can reach souls for the kingdom of God. Lovey, go ahead and jump in, because I know you got something on that.
Girl, I'll tell you, I don't know what to say. You are just rolling tonight. I don't know what to say right now, but to say God is good. And you're so right. We want things from the Lord. And we keep saying the Lord is going to bless us, but he's looking for obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And there's some times where God is going to ask us to obey him and do things that our flesh doesn't want to do. But when it comes to God, we got to show our love for him through obedience. He says in his word, if you love me, you will obey me. It's good to talk about loving the Lord. But when God is telling you to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and pray for your sisters and brothers, when he's telling you to give to give a certain amount of money, and you're going through yourself and you're holding back or you're hoarding your money because you're thinking, well, you know, if I give sister so-and-so this amount of money, I'm going to be left, my bills are going to be left unpaid. No, because when you begin to move forward in obedience and do what God says, that you trust God, and that you're seeking kingdom. See, we got to change our mindset. We got to really change our mindset to kingdom living and being obedient instead of, what should I say, hard holding on to what we want and how we want it, how we want it done. We are so quick to ask, can I? And you said some key points and key factors right here tonight. You said that when your children are disobedient to you, even as mature as they are now, they're out on their own. I'm sure that most of your kids are out on their own. And you make suggestions to them and they don't want to adhere to you. It hurts. It's the same way right here. When I have two children and when I make suggestions to my children and they don't adhere to me, it really hurts. It penetrates my heart because you know that I know that I want the best for them and God wants the best for us. And he never, ever asks us to do anything that would hurt us. And sometimes when he asks us to do things, the flesh don't want to do it and it feels like it's hurting. But we got to come out the flesh. That's why the Bible says to die daily. Daily, a dead man can't whine and complain. And that's what God tells me when I begin to whine and complain about the things he tells me to do. See, crying don't move God when God has asked you to do something. There was an incident years ago when God had asked me to keep taking care of this one particular person. I didn't want to. And that's why he was trying to perfect the agape love in me because someone kept treating me like dirt. I wasn't even in a relationship with this guy. But God wanted me to, I said, God, teach me to be an instrument of love. And when you ask God to do something and you don't expect that he's going to do something that to you is whack, but to him is not whack, to your natural thinking, this is crazy. And God had told me to keep taking care of this guy and giving to him. I don't know if I told this story here already, but I kept giving to him, and he kept calling me all kinds of names. And the Lord said to me, are you still going to be good to him? And one night he called me a name that I could not stand. I could not tolerate. I couldn't believe it. I went to the Lord. I said, God, do you still want me to help this guy? I was on the floor crying. Lovey, let me tell you, I was crying. I said, God, I don't want to help him. I don't want to help him anymore. He's disrespectful. I did nothing but to help this man of God. I'm going to say man of God now because he turned into a man of God. And God said to me, after I cried and was boohooing and acting like a big old baby on the floor, God says, okay, now you had your time of crying. You have your time of pity party. Now get up. Mm-hmm. And do what I said for you to do. Your tears didn't move me. It's in your obedience that's going to move me. Oh, my goodness. Okay, Carolyn, listen to what happened, okay? In my obedience, in the obedience to God, I did it for a whole year of taking care of this man. He still was on drugs. Listen to me. He still was on drugs. He was still doing his thing. I still made sure that he was okay at the place he was. I lost contact with him for a long time, like a year or so. So one day I saw his number, and I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. Do you know what was going on in his life? He has gave his life back to the Lord. Listen to me. He has stopped taking drugs. And he said to me, woman of God, I just want to say this to you. I have never, ever met love like you gave me. I called you a bee. I call you a whore. Yes, he did. That's why I was crying. He says, I called you all the names in the book, and yet you still did for me. You still go ahead and did what God said, because I know God told you to do it, because I told him that God said. You didn't care, and I thank you today. I thank you today because now I'm driving the church van. I'm off of drugs for a year. I'm a deacon in the church. That blew my mind. Because of obedience, this man's life turned around. We don't know when God has asked us to do something, how it's going to affect others, how it's going to change a situation. To be obedient is expediently that we obey God in this season. We know we want blessings. We know that 2015, God said he's going to restore. But in order for God to restore us, we have to step out on faith and obey him.
Right.
That's the key thing, is to obey God. We don't know whose lives we are going to touch when God says to do something. We don't know what's going on in that person's life. We don't know what's in the future, but God does. It's all about kingdom. I'm going to say it's all about Jesus. It's all about the Trinity. Let me tell you, it's not about us, and we want it to be about us so badly. And yet, in the interim, God is going to bless us as we walk forth in obedience. as we seek the kingdom and all its righteousness. And yes, God is laying it heavy on my heart about some things and about obedience. Even in my life, He's called me to do a fast. And my flesh don't want to do a fast, but I have to obey God. I don't know what is going to happen after this fast. I don't know what's going to occur, but I believe that God wants to do a new thing in this season where we are just going to, He's going to bless us radically as we step out in obedience.
Right.
But we have to step out. We have to step out. We can't hold back. We don't know what the future holds. We really got to humble ourselves and get out. I got to get rid of Angela. Angela can be stinky. You know what I mean? I got to get rid of Angela and allow the Holy Spirit to really, really take full control of me.
Right.
You know, the flesh don't always want to obey. I don't care who you are and what title you hold.
Mm-hmm,
see,
mm-hmm.
It's not in the title. The flesh does always war with the Spirit. And that's
right.
Why we got to allow the Holy Spirit to control us. It seems so hard to say control. Yes, control. It's awesome to have the Holy Spirit controls us because you know what? He's the greatest counselor. He's the greatest comforter. He's wise, and He's the Spirit of truth. He doesn't want to harm us. God don't want to harm us, but because our flesh just don't want to do it, we don't want to obey.
Right.
But it's imperative that we just get it right.
Right.
And do what God's telling us to do. Lovey?
Right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, as we were talking, you know, as we said before, we have to train ourselves, you know, to do those certain things, you know, that is pleasing to God. And one of the ways I look at it myself, you know, just like you were saying, you have to, Angela has to sit down. Yes, Carolyn has to sit down too, because Carolyn has a mouth sometimes. And so I have to train myself. You know, and even you know, even if I'm thinking, you know, I'm saying I'll see something, I'll hear something or something like that, and I'll be like, you know, that ain't right, God, that ain't right. And yes, that may not be right, and God knows that it's not right. But at that particular time, He does not want me to speak on a particular thing because of the simple fact when it comes out, it's not going to come out the way God wants it to come out, which means in my disobedience, if I go forth and speak on a thing when He's told me not to, it's going to do more hurt, more harm than it is going to do to bring to a place of repentance and healing. And so it's not just about our obedience, like you were saying, you know, when our obedience, when people see that we're obedient, you know, that rubs off, just like negativity rubs off, you know, because we get to show our obedience, you know, to God by our actions. And, you know, especially if it's people who know how we were, you know, how we used to be, and they'd be like, whoa, what happened to you? It's God. You know what I mean? When they start to understand and realize that this relationship with Jesus Christ is just not, you know, just a fling. It's not a one-time thing. It's not a, you know, a Friday night special. It's a everyday, all day kind of type relationship or intimate relationship. And so when they starting to see that and they starting to see, okay, now she's been obedient to God and I can see that and I can see, you know, all of the fruit coming out of her, you know, that the Lord is allowing to happen. They want that just like they want Jesus Christ, because through Jesus Christ is our obedience. And so we have to teach ourselves, we have to train ourselves to do these things, like you were saying with the fasting. If a person is not used to doing a strict fast, they can't just do a strict fast that particular day. No eating, no drinking, no nothing. There has to be wisdom to that, you know. And so God gives that wisdom through our obedience, because what we do, we ask God, God, okay, you called me to this. Now how do I do this? Give me a strategic plan. How do I do this? So in my fasting, I won't fall out because I'm doing it in my flesh. And so obedience, when we walk in that obedience, we're asking God, Lord, tell me how to do this. Lord, show me. The Bible says if we ask, we'll receive it. And that's obedience, because that's His command. We're asking. We're doing His word. And so in the process of us being obedient, we're learning how to you know, ask God and to give us strength, strategies and asking Him to give us wisdom and asking Him to download different things in us to show us how to help us to walk in that obedience, because of the simple fact it takes work. And 9 times out of 10, sometimes we don't want to do work. We don't want to be pulled out of the comfort zone. We don't want to be walking up out of our sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning. You know what I mean? We don't want to do that. We don't want to go over to the north side of town because it don't look like the south side of town. You know what I mean? We don't want to go down to the hood because it don't look like the suburbs. You know what I mean? We don't want to do all of those things. So God is saying he's not looking for us to walk in comfort zone. He's looking for us to walk in obedience. And when he starts to pull us out of the comfort zone, then that's when we're going to have the desire to really walk in obedience more, because he shows himself mighty when we walk in obedience according to his word. He shows himself strong when we walk in obedience according to his word. I don't care if mama turn against you or daddy turn against you. I don't care if your children turn against you. The one who is going to be there, hallelujah, all the time is God. The one who is going to be there all the time is Jesus Christ. When everybody turns against us, lovey, and we feel like we're all alone, I'm telling you in this hour that God is raising up his people to do work for the kingdom. People are turning against us that we were thought that we thought were there all the time. We worship with them. We prayed with them. We fasted for them. And in this hour that God is raising up his people, those same people are turning against us. But God said, that's okay, because I got you. I got you because you walked in obedience. I got you because you spoke my word when I told you to speak my word. I got you because you prayed when nobody else was praying. So it doesn't matter who turns against you. Everybody can turn against you, but God is there. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Evermore, and you will never be alone. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All of heaven. All of heaven got us, front, side, and back. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. And so in this hour, hallelujah. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. In this hour, lovey, that God is raising up. He's raising up men and women of God. And let me tell you something. As you begin to be elevated, God is going to show us who is really for us and who is really against us. But at the same time, he's going to let it be known that we don't need who we think we need. See, 9 times out of 10, we holding on to people and things that God told us to let go a long time ago. That's why it took so long for us to get elevated, because we were disobedient and holding on when God said let go. Now that we have let go of those things and those people and those places, God is manifesting himself in the earth, and he's using his vessels. He's using his yielding, his willing vessels, his submitted vessels, his obedient vessels. And he's not only blessing in finances, he's sending people our way to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. And those people are being saved. Those people are being healed. Those people are being delivered. And then they're going out and they're sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? Because of one word, obedience. That's it.
Amen.
Obedience. That's it. Hallelujah. Obedience.
Hallelujah.
And you can't, we cannot take it lightly. We cannot take it lightly. Obedience is so very important, and we throw it around like it's just a piece of flat paper flowing through the air. No, obedience keeps us connected to the vine. Obedience keeps us connected to the root of God. Obedience keeps us connected to heavenly places. Obedience keeps us connected to the kingdom. And that's what it's about. It's about the kingdom. Hallelujah. Jesus, let us be obedient unto you, God. My God, my God, my God. Oof.
Girl,
go, Levy, go. Jesus, Jesus, my God.
You in a row. No, you got me. Keisha over here, we want to start shouting. You preach it, girl.
Jesus.
But you know what? I'm going to say obedience also hinders spirit. It hinders rebellion, and it hinders witchcraft. So when we are disobedient unto God, now that's a doorway for the enemy. Come on now. So we get attacked witchcraft, and we're talking about people putting the witchcraft on us. But let's just tell it like a TIE is. It's our disobedience that's causing in the rebellion, which leads to witchcraft. So we're saying, sister so-and-so putting witchcraft on me. No.
Hmm.
It is you. Then God says to do something, and we refuse to do it. What happens? It opens the door to different spirits. So, yes, it connects to blessings, but yet it connects to curses.
It does.
So we want to be blessed. We got to be obedient. Obedience is the key to open up many doors. It is.
Yeah.
Man, you're on a roll right there. So we got to be careful when we look back, take a step back and say, Lord, is it me that's causing me to be hindered?
Because sometimes it's me,
I'm my greatest enemy. It's me that when God says get up at 4 o'clock, I want to talk to God and I want to make a deal with God. I know I did it. Mm. I can't lie. I've been there, done mm-hmm. that. Oh God, can I get up the next hour? No, I said launch out now. When Jesus said to his disciples to launch out, that was the time and season and place for launching out. But we want to make a deal with God and tell God, can I do this later? But I have learned over the years, you can't bargain with God. When God says do a particular thing, you got to do it in that season. Stop procrastinating. Yeah. And you know what? Yeah. Procrastination causes people to lose out on their blessings in the right season that God has appointed their blessings. They say, oh, nothing can stop my blessing. I beg to differ. You can stop your blessing. You can stop your blessing. We're operating in disobedience.
Amen.
What God has for me is for me. But guess what?
Yeah.
I can play my process. I can hold up my process. You know, the thing that rules over you is who is master over you. And sometimes I want to be my own master. But we cannot be our own master. God got to be the master of our lives. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom and all its righteousness.
The kingdom,
It didn't say seek Angela's kingdom. It says, seek his kingdom. So we've got to be kingdom-minded and desire to please God. Desire. It should be a desire. Not only a practice, but it should be something that we're excited about. You know, I want to do what? Right, because I'm in love. When a woman is in love, I see some of my sisters on Facebook. When they're in love, oh my goodness, the whole world know they're in love. And there's nothing wrong with being in love. Even the ones I see people that ain't even married in love and posting all this love stuff. When you're in love, you want the world to know you're in love. So this is what God says for you to do. You love me? You love me? You don't want to post it on Facebook, but you sure can obey me.
Your
love is showing that you love me. The Bible says if you love me, obey me. So therefore, you post that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I can't believe for married people to do it and post all over the place. But I see some women that men that ain't married and they're posting all this love stuff. That's cool. But do you love God enough to obey and yield to Him? Come on now.
Right.
Priority.
Right.
He's priority. He's first. Don't get it twisted. And sometimes we get it twisted. Sometimes Angela get it twisted. Sometimes I gotta the Holy Ghost gotta wheel me in and say, "Excuse me, whose are you anyhow?"
Because
sometimes my flesh wanna act a fool. See, leaders don't wanna say that, but I say it. Sometimes my flesh wanna act a fool, and God has to give me a dope fool. Are you for real?
Come on.
You want to practice it. Listen, I tell you what my daughter tells me best. Practice what you preach. She used to tell me that
when
she was growing up. Practice what you preach, woman.
Yeah,
she didn't say woman,
but
she was a teenager, and I was, I don't want to do this. Well, you better practice what you preach. So I've learned that people are looking at us, as you said, and they're looking at our obedience. Our children are looking at our obedience. We can talk all the yin-yang, but they're looking at our actions. And God is looking for obedience. And Angela got to get it right. Angela got to know that she can't procrastinate. She can't tell God when she's going to be obedient. She has to get up. When God says launch out, God is saying to many of his people in this season to launch out.
Yes.
To get out the boat or throw the net over so you can be a fisherman. It's time to stop being so comfortable. Come out the comfort zone and the safety zone. Launch out. It's time. Throw your net over. So you can catch what God needs for you to catch. And when you catch it, it's not about us. But it's all about kingdom.
Yes, it
is. I see there's some people online that are on whole lovey. It seems like they want to say something. Let's just get their name first and see where they're coming from. And I'll hook you. Let's just hold 1 minute.
This is, okay. Here you go. 678.
Area code 678. Do you want to say something?
You press one. So do you want to say something? Okay, I'll put you back on hold.
Awesome. They're trying to say something, but we can't hear you. 617.
Huh? Eric, 617. Can I get your name?
This is D. Is it me?
Hi, sweetheart.
D? Oh, you can hear
me.
Praise God. I'm just glad I'm here to hear your voice and hear your word.
Amen.
I don't know if you hear me. Oh, you can hear. Okay. Amen. That's all. I just want to say, just trying to figure out this walk that this journey has God put me on again. And I hear you speak about obedience, and I'm just lost in trying to figure my faith back out. And I'm here to listen and absorb and try to understand the word. And I just say thank you and amen for inviting me.
Thank you, girl. I'm glad to hear your voice. Just hold on in there. And I pray that something will get hold of you. And remember that we are here for you. Love you so much, okay?
Just love
All right,
so
hold
much
on.
Back. So much.
All right. Hold on.
This is area code 224.
Area code 224. Do you want to say something?
Yes, this is Yvonne Love Lady. I'm from the Chicago area. And
Hi.
I had no idea. Hi, how are you? You got it, Carolyn?
Hi, thank you for joining in, love.
I just want to say this was the right on-time word. I'm here babysitting. I had the Holy Spirit said, check my Facebook feed. So I checked the feed, and I saw you, and I saw the post about, you know, calling in for this number. So I decided to call in, and this is the right on-time word for me because now I'm in, God has been dealing with another level of obedience, and I just got off of coming into the new year, a 21-day fast. So as I got off, the next prior week, the Holy Spirit said, now you're going to go on another 5-day fast just for liquids only and no food. So I did not complain or murmur. I just did it.
Amen.
And I said, okay, I'm going to do this. And it's like my obedience is going to another level, but it's sometimes it gets difficult for me. It's not fear. There's things he told me I have to do within the next couple of weeks. But I'm going to do it, but I just need some prayers that give me the strength and grace just to do it, just to complete it. Because it's
Amen.
Like the obedience get more, not, I'm not saying difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's another level of obedience, but it's another level of I have to step out and do it.
Yeah. Amen. We're going to be praying for you, and we're going to be praying in agreement with you. And thank God for your obedience with the 21 fast, because that's not an easy fast. A 21-day fast. And so for you to come right out of a 21-day fast and then the Holy Spirit send you straight to another 5-day fast with your obedience, God is pleased with that. I promise you, he is pleased with that, because a lot of us would not have been doing that. We would have been complaining, Lord, I just got off a 21-day fast and now you send me on another one. You know, and
right.
So thank God for your obedience, and let me tell you, he has great things in store for you, and what he's going to reveal to you during this time, you just get yourself ready and just begin to praise God, because whatever it is that you've been seeking him for, he's about to turn some things around that's going to work in your favor. So you be encouraged, and we're going to be praying for you and in agreement with you. Amen.
Okay. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for calling in. Just hold on a second, okay? All right. God bless. Amen. I don't know if 678, we can try it one more time. 678, area code, you need to say something? You want to say something tonight?
Yes, I'm on. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh, good, then. This is Raymond. As a powerful word that you're giving, I mean, it's like fire shut up in your bones, you know. I thank God for everything that you're doing. You guys are doing obedience. It's the number one thing that God is doing in this last end time of this earth. God is putting his people together like he's doing them, as he's doing now. Thank God for what you guys are doing. You're doing an awesome job and everything, and your awesome leaders, your powerful anointing prophetic women. You know, I thought glorify y'all because y'all remind me so much of my mother when a Jehovah's Witness come and knock on the door. And they, when they come and knock on the door, before you know it, they leave and crying and filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, I see that inside of you guys, but I'm just going to calm it down a little bit. I can't get excited, but I thank God for you guys, okay? Y'all be
praise
good.
Praise God. Thank you, Brother Raymond. We appreciate you. We love you.
All right.
We love you.
All right.
Hugs and kisses, amen. Amen. Okay, love you.
Amen.
Let's get back.
Amen.
God is so
amen.
Good. God is, he is. He is so good. He is moving in the earth. He is shifting. He is shifting some things around. He is shifting in the lives of his people, especially those who are hungry. I mean, hungry. You have to be starving for him. I'm telling you. And you know that song that said, I'm chasing after you. Lord, I'm chasing after you every day. And so we need to make sure that we're constantly chasing after the Lord, wherever he tell us to go, whatever he tell us to do, however he tell us to do it. You know, and again, when we're talking about, you know, being obedient, when we're obedient, there's never a place of comfort. The only place is never a place of comfort, let me say it like this, in the earth. But there is a place of comfort in the spirit, because when we operate in the spirit, through the spirit, moved by the spirit of God, he comforts us. He gives us peace. And so when we begin to walk in obedience and then the things around us in the earth, you know, the people, you know, begin to change on us, the places he pulls us out of our comfort zone, when we feel a little uneasy, God always, he always dispatches his angels around us to keep us grounded, to keep us rooted, to keep us safe, to keep us, you know, in a place of peace. And so as we're walking in obedience, just remember our obedience is unto God. It's unto God first. It does not matter how people look at us. It does not matter what they say. It does not even matter what they think. But what did God say? How did God, how did he strategically plan this thing so that he wanted me to end up on this side instead of that side? See, when he called us out of the earth, he already knew what our plan, what his plan was. He already had it strategically planned. And so now we just have to be mindful that whatever he tells us to do, to go ahead and do it. Whatever
Amen.
He tells us to say, go ahead and say it. And again, you know, as the Lord is moving and elevating his people, I just want to encourage you, Lovey. You, Lovey. Because God has so much that he has poured into you. He has so much that he has allowed you to go through. And now he's about to release that book. Let me tell you something. It's going to be some people that he's going to move out of the way, but it's going to be some strategic people that he's going to place in your path to help you get to the next journey. So allow me to encourage you as this journey begins, a new journey, a new place of elevation, as he begins to speak to you more and more about moving in obedience. I'm telling you, just keep on walking in your way, in the way that God has called you to walk in. Keep on speaking truth. Keep on keeping it real, doing what he said, doing all of it's going to work out, because the Bible said that all things, not some, not a little bit, not 50%, not 10%, not 99.9%, for all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And so as this season begins in your life, you just continue to walk in his ways and allow the Holy Ghost to use you the way that he sees fit. Amen?
Amen. Thank you
Amen.
For that.
Amen.
And thank you for acknowledging my book. because it's,
I'm excited. Oh my gosh, I'm excited.
I'm glad that you're excited. I'm glad that you're excited. I'm gonna just share a little bit of my testimony about being obedient. And it's so funny that the Lord chose this topic, and that's what he was dealing with me about, being obedient. It's imperative that we be obedient so we can really see the real deal. Okay. God had told me to put my book on Facebook, and I didn't want to. He was telling me for a whole week that I need to just put it out there, and it will motivate me even more to push to get it to the deadline that I needed to get it to. And that he told me that I need to get it to, I should say, because I want to be obedient. So in doing and putting it out there, I asked you, and I saw how excited you were for me. And the Lord said to me, as you were getting excited for me, he said to me, you're going to see who is really for you. When you put that book out there, you're going to see who's really for you. Because people that you think that's going to be excited is going to look over it, is not going to check it, not going to do anything towards it. I was like, for real, God? And then you know what? Then my daughter came behind me and she's like, Mommy, you know, it's like the Lord was speaking to her and saying, you put it out there and you're not going to believe some of the people that's your friends, that you have 5,000 friends and people that you encourage and that you build. And don't you notice that when it comes to your stuff personally, I'm going to put it out there, when it comes to your stuff personally, only few people encourage you, but you are an encourager. You always look out for people. And that's how it's been all my life, and I don't mind about that. But when God spoke and then the prophet came behind my daughter and said the same thing that you were saying, Lovey, put it out there and you're going to see. So I put it out there, and for days, the people that I was expecting to just so encourage me and build me on it didn't. But the Lord said to me, listen, look at your book. What is your book about? Your book is about people pleasing. You didn't do this for people. You did this because I called you to do this. So it's I that's pleased with you. So, see, you have not really totally lost people yet. So now, daughter, you're going to be free of this mess. Yeah. Don't care what people say. Always obey me. You're going to have people in your corner. You're going to have people that love you and stand by you. I love you, Lovey. Don't get twisted. You, girl, let me tell you, you have proved to be an awesome friend to me. You're proving your love 20 times over, and I know that you're a true friend, and ain't nothing fake about you. Your love is genuine. You really love God and his people. Okay, but let me tell you, there's this one particular guy, his name is Raymond. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And he's funny, but he truly loves God. Yes, I know that's Raymond. Yes, he truly loves God. But he loves God's people, and he is a motivator. When I'm feeling down, he senses it, and he'll inbox me, and he say, you know, how are you, love? How you doing? Are you okay? But at that time when he's saying I'm okay, is either God is already dealing with me, and I say to him, I'm fine, God is dealing with me. But, you know, I just want to give a shout-out to Raymond because I know he's on the line. I just want to say, Raymond, you are family.
Amen.
We love you. Sincerely love you, and Pastor Keisha will tell you we all appreciate your love and we appreciate your support. Oh my goodness, I believe if you were in Boston, you'll be in the church cracking us up. So I just want to say that we love you and we thank you for being obedient and checking on me when I'm down. And Raymond encouraged me about my book. He encourages me. He says go forth with your book, and you know, and he really encourages me. And that's what we need. We need people who are going to be sincere and obeying God when God says inbox this person, when God says encourage this person, because you don't know what your sister and brother is going through. That's why I said all this to see, that we have to be open to God. There's got to be a sense of urgency not to be clouded with our situations and our circumstances, and we get all so emotional because we can be emotional creatures, and we all into ourselves, and oh my God, this is happening to me. But the more you launch out, this is the word that goes with obedience, launch out to the deep, launch out and help others, launch out, come out your comfort zone, launch out and just think about others and esteem others higher than yourself.
It's time to
be kingdom-minded. There's people dying on a daily. Come on, there's youth that needs to see us as adults, as leaders, to set the example of obedience.
Right.
It's time. But and this is what I also wanted to say, sometimes obedience brings pain. Jesus.
Yes,
sometimes
it does.
When you obey God, it brings pain. Because then your eyes, when you're obedient and you're walking forth, you see more. And sometimes people are not going to be happy with your obedience. Sometimes it's going to step on their toes. And because you're obedient, it's going to cause some controversy in your relationship. Come on now. Obedience is a thing that you have to launch out and have faith that God got you because you're obedient. When Noah was obedient, he was laughed at. But he saved his family, and he saved this world for another chance. Come on
now. That's right.
When
There's so many people because of obedience that brought us where we are now, or to help us to go where we got to go. Obedience is essential in the kingdom, because true obedience, that's where we're going to move from level to level. Come on now. That's where we're going to be able to help launch up and help others. It's just imperative that we love on each other sincerely and be obedient to the Lord. Amen?
Amen. Amen. That's right. That's right. That is absolutely right. When we're talking about, you know, with that, when you were speaking about that obedience and correction, you know, stepping on the toes, I mean, hey, my spiritual father went, I mean, I got my toes stepped on a lot, and I appreciate that, you know, but it took me to a place of maturity in the Lord, you know, and when we're going through, just like when we're correcting, you know, others, proper correction, there's correction and then there's proper correction. You know what I mean? We can't go to folks, you know, trying to correct them in the Word of God, and we all jacked up inside. You know, our heart is all jacked up. Our spirit's all jacked up. We ain't spend no time in the Word. We not even listening to the Holy Ghost. We just feel like just because we have knowledge of the Word, we feel like we can tell folks what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. You know what I mean? What to say and what not to say. But when we're listening to the Holy Spirit of God, when we're listening and moving by the Spirit of God, and we're moving in obedience, the Lord will show us. He will give us a word. He will give us the time and the place for the proper correction to take place. So, you know, again, that goes back to our obedience, because as I stated before, you know, if we're doing things in our own strength, in our own power, in our own way, any kind of way we want to do it, we can do more hurt and more harm than anything else. And that's something we really don't want to do. We want to bring the people to Christ, not run them away from him. We want to lead them to the throne of grace. We want to lead them to Christ, to Jesus Christ, you know, not run them away because we puffed up with the word. You know, we can know the word from the beginning to the end, but what does our love walk say? You know, how our obedience to God, how we display that is very, very important, because it all leads to souls, which leads to kingdom, because that's why we're here. That's our assignment. Our assignment has been given. Jesus gave us the assignment to go out to make disciples of men. And if we're obedient, walking according to the word of God, you know, even when we're going through something, we still have to keep that in mind. A soul, there's a soul somewhere waiting to hear who Jesus is. And even if we don't even, you know, say anything about the words, you know, when they look at us, the light of Christ just shines in us, and then the Holy Spirit just opened up that door, that opportunity. A simple hello can go a long way in the life of someone who may be suicidal or depressed or oppressed or just going through, you know. And so, you know, listening to the Holy Spirit moving when he moves, that is so important in this time that we're living in. People are leaving this earth quickly, very quickly.
Amen.
Tomorrow Amen. Is not promising. The next hour is not promising. We have got to get better, you know, as people of God, because we know better. It's different when we don't know better, but we know better. We know better. And so we have to do better. There's a difference,
Amen.
Not knowing and
Amen.
Knowing. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's time to get all about our Father's business, and that requires obedience. That
Yes.
requires dying to self. That requires
yeah.
launching out, coming out of the comfort zone, doing things
yeah.
that the flesh don't want to do. Obedience
yeah.
is required for this season right here, and God is not playing. I heard you when you first got on. I was like, oh, my Lord, God ain't playing. He requires obedience. And any parent wants their children to be obedient. And when we are disobedient to God, it hurts just
yeah.
as it would hurt us when our children are disobedient. So we got to
mm-hmm.
recognize that in our disobedience, it's causing grief, it's grieving the Holy Spirit. So
yeah.
I, Angela, and whoever is at the sound of my voice, and whatever God is telling us to do, don't procrastinate. Just get up and launch out and do exactly what the Father requires of us, because he is our Father. And I'm just not going to do anything. You guys ain't doing nothing for me. You know how some mothers and how some parents just start washing the dishes and cooking and doing the cleaning. I watch movies like that. Supposing God decide, okay, y'all ain't doing nothing, I ain't doing nothing.
Right.
But God's not like that. He's not like us. No, I thank God for being for
thank
His grace
God.
And for His mercy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We can close out. You do your thing. If there's anybody that needs pray, let us know. Glory
amen.
Be to God.
Amen.
Amen. So go ahead, Lovey.
Okay. We just want to thank you all for everybody who's on the line for joining in with us tonight. And we really appreciate your encouragement. We appreciate your prayers. And if there's anyone on the line, we never want to close out our program without offering Christ. If you have not been accepted or if you have not asked the Lord into your life as Savior and Lord over your entire life, we want to offer Christ to you today. We never want to leave the program without doing that. If there's someone on the line, I heard a young lady who was finding her way back, and we want to continue to pray for you as well. If you all have prayer requests and things like that, you can always send it to Apostle Smith or myself or Pastor Keisha. We'll be more than happy to pray on behalf of you and in agreement with you. And so tonight we're going to go ahead and close out. We're going to believe the word of God because His word is true. His word is His promise. He's not a God that He's not a man that He would lie nor one to repent. And so His word is a promise keeper. It's a covenant word. And so let us go before the throne of grace. Lovey, do you have anything else before we close out with prayer?
I just wanted to say if you're in the Boston area, join us tomorrow at 1 for Sunday school, 2 o'clock for service. We have an awesome time in the Lord, 670 Washington Street, Dorchester, Mass. Please come out, Unstoppable Kingdoms. We'll be glad to have you. Please keep me in prayer about my book. And keep Lovey in prayer also. She got so much going on her plate. Always keep us listed. And we have changed our time. We're going to have this once a week now on Saturdays at this time. So Thursdays are out because we got so much on our plate. But please join us. Encourage others to join us. Please be a part of saying anything that you need to say. And if it be you need pray or to even add to what we are saying, we welcome that. We welcome
Amen.
If God has placed something in your heart that you will want to say to add to the program. We are open to that also. Amen? All right, Lovey.
Amen.
I love you guys, and thank you for joining us. And Lovey will pray. And if you have a prayer request or anything before the show on Saturdays, inbox us. And that's what we want to add to our post. If anybody needs
Amen.
Prayer, we can all pray for you. Amen.
Amen. Father, we just thank you for this time, God. We thank you for your word that went forth, Father God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for showering us today, God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for those on the line, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Father God, that as those who are seeking to be closer to you, Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you surround her, Father God, with those who are men and women of God. And Father God, we ask that they would just be true to who they are in you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they would not do anything that is not pleasing to you, God, as she began to build another relationship with you, Father God. We ask in the name of Jesus that as she reach out, Father God, that you send those who are integrity, who has integrity, Father God, and who has character, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and that they would just begin to minister to her, Father, in a way like never before. We ask that her heart is open to receive, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that she even took the step to reach out. We thank you for the courage that
yes.
she had to do that, to get on the line, Father God, to just speak that, Father. So we ask in the name of Jesus that you just cover her right now, cover her household, Father, in the name of Jesus. Just surround her, dispatch your angels to overshadow her and keep her, Father God. I rebuke anything, Father God, that maybe try to come up against her, Father God, as she begin another journey with you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Father God. We believe, Father God, by faith, Lord God, that the word planted on good soil today, God. We believe by faith, Father God, that we will come to a place of repentance, Father God, and we will turn away from walking in disobedience and begin to walk more willfully and joyfully in obedience, Father, according to your word. We thank you, Father God, that we are blessed in the field. We bless you. We thank you, Father God, that we are blessed in the city. We thank you, Father God, that we are blessed going out and that we are blessed coming in. We thank you, Father God, that by your stripes we are healed. We thank you, Father God, that we are walking in favor. We thank you, Father God, that we are kingdom vessels. We thank you, Father God, that souls are being saved. We thank you, Father God, that nothing is missing and nothing is broken and all things are complete in our lives. We thank you, Father God, that you are our Jehovah God. We thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Nisa and Jehovah Shalom. We thank you, Father God, that all things are made new in you, Father, through you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that our minds are being transformed. Father God, it's been renewed right now in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father God. And as you begin, continue to elevate us, Father God, remind us, Father God, that it is not us. It's all you, God, and none of the glory belongs to us. It all belongs to you, Father God. And so, Father God, we give you glory right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that our finances are blessed. We thank you, Father God, that our children are blessed. We thank you, Father God, that our country is blessed, that our nation is blessed, that our president is blessed. Father, we lift up leaders right now in the name of Jesus, and we ask, God, that you just strategically plant those people there whom you have called to be there, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up countries and nations and communities right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Father God, for the mouthpieces that you are bringing out from hiding right now in the name of Jesus, and we command them in the name of Jesus to begin to walk in your God-given authority in the name of Jesus, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Do not look to the left or to the right, but keep your eyes focused on God in this hour in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for all that you are doing. I thank you, Father God, for the cross. We thank you for Calvary. We thank you for the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for the authority that you have released in the earth in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you, we honor you, and we praise you, God, for you are such a holy God. You are such a righteous God, and we rebuke every spirit, every Pharisee spirit that tries to come against those who are walking in your ways and walking in your will and walking in your authority in the name of Jesus. Father God, impart in us those things that you have to impart in us, Father God. We open up our minds and our hearts to be downloaded, Father God, everything that you have to download in us in this season. We thank you, Father God. We lift up Sister Yvonne to you right now in the name of Jesus, God. I decree and declare your word, Father, in the name of Jesus, that she is a woman of God walking in your ways. Father, as she go through this season of fasting, Father God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you download in her everything that you have, everything, Father God, that you have declared in your decreed word in the name of Jesus, that she is walking in authority, God. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name, God. We honor you and we thank you, Lord Jesus. In your Son Jesus' name, we pray, God, we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we bless you right now, God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah, amen, amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you all for just joining us tonight. We love you. We appreciate you. My goodness. And I just really, really believe that God has done a great work tonight and the topic obedience. So we give him glory and we give him praise. Lovey?
Yes, Lovey.
All right.
Love you.
Love you guys and God bless you.
We love you guys. God bless you. Good night.
Bye. Kisses.
Kisses.